two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. BYU Sports. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour number three is off and running here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Hope you're having a fantastic Saturday afternoon. It's kind of a busy week of a lot of graduations. Been having like kindergarten graduation for my kids, preschool
I don't
graduation.
Love kindergarten graduation.
I'll say the one I went to was pretty entertaining. My son, because
okay, all right.
The reason why it was entertaining, I felt bad for the kid. He threw up on stage. Legit. Like,
nerves?
Threw up on the stage because it's this performance. And luckily, my son was on the row behind it. But
oh, man.
This poor kid threw up right in the dead center, too. Like, so the spotlight is right there on him the whole time.
Oh.
Just. Everyone saw it. It was quite the moment. I must say, I was like,
"How many
wow.
graduations are there now? Kindergarten? Do they do it by grade, or is it
I don't know.
Elementary, junior, high school?"
I should know this as someone who has a child in second grade too. but last year kind of threw me off because there was still dealing with COVID and whatnot. So the kindergarten graduation was quite entertaining, and luckily, as I was attending that. You stepped in to attend a Zoom call for the new BYU women's basketball coach, which this new hire, Matt.
Shocking.
Quite shocking. BYU dipped into Idaho high school basketball, 4A girls basketball, to land Amber Whiting, who, former BYU player, played for Jeff Judkins his first year as a coach back in 2001. She's the wife to former BYU hooper Trent Whiting, who played a year at BYU under Coach Cleave. Interesting hire, Matt. You're going from 4A high school girls basketball in Idaho to now the Big 12. Amber Whiting is the head coach at BYU.
It was shocking because I think most of us thought it was going to be Lee Kamard.
And if or Ray Stewart, maybe, on the
or,
bench.
Or let me throw another person in there. And this is just... I'm just speculating here. There's no. I'm not reporting any news. I just want that to be clear. But Dan Nielsen at UVU. He was a previous.
Absolutely.
He was a previous assistant under Judkins. Went over to UVU to run the program for a couple years. You know, we've seen that happen. Happened with Mark Pope.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a track record there. So I thought he was high atop the list. But really, at the end of the day, I thought it was Lee Kamard. And. For it not to be a name that I thought was even in the pool was really shocking.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of it too is interesting with a guy like Lee Kumar, because, you know, he's a guy that's coached in men's basketball. And, you know, as you've seen sometimes with like Jeff Judkins, once you become a women's basketball head coach, it's not easy to just go back to the men's basketball. I mean, I don't know what Lee Kumar's intentions are, what he wants to do with basketball. Maybe that was a role in it too. Who knows? Maybe the pay. I don't know exactly. But I think, yeah, I really thought Lee Kumar would be the odds-on favorite, because that's just kind of like the BYU way to go, okay, if you've had some head coaching maybe experience and you're already on the bench and you filled in relief of Jeff Judkins on a amazing team last year, yeah, go to Lee Kumar. I will say, though, this Amber Whiting hire I think is very interesting, and I think the potential is great. But I think it also could be a boom or bust type situation where, yeah, because she's a high school coach from the 4A level in Idaho, maybe the Big 12 is a steep curve. But I love the fact that she's got a ton of recruiting connections, a ton. The reaction to her hire on social media was a lot of people in the basketball world in Utah from like the AAU circuit. And all those people were like, this woman is an outstanding hire. Like, it was just kind of unanimous. Like, people in basketball, in recruiting circles, they're like, fantastic hire. And to me, you know, being a guy that loves recruiting, I think she could pose an element where maybe they're getting a higher level recruit at BYU. I thought Juddy did an incredible job assembling rosters, especially from like the international ranks and getting LDS talent like Shaylee Gonzalez, Paisley Harding. But as you saw at the end of last season, maybe they were a byproduct of a conference schedule that was weak, because at season's end, when they played Gonzaga, they just Gonzaga was more physical, and then Villanova took them down. BYU was a sixth seed, and they lost in the first round. So there's still room to grow in this program, and maybe Amber Whiting has got the potential to maybe deliver Power 5-type results that BYU desperately needs when they're going into one of the toughest leagues in America.
Here's what athletic director Tom Holmoe had to say about the hire of Amber Whiting.
I was impressed with Amber. She had a great plan in many areas. And to be a college coach in any sport these days, it's very demanding. It takes a lot of attributes. And it's not like it used to be quite a long time ago. And as I looked through and watched and listened and debated with Amber over her qualities, she came through with a great plan. It was a plan that was far and above the best overall plan of the candidates. And it was exciting to know that she has a vision that matches or exceeds my vision for the women's program.
Here's my overall thoughts on the hire, Mitch. In our lives, I think we all have moments where there's an opportunity presented and it's high risk. And you really have to weigh, do I take the risk, which has enormous potential, but it also has a good chance of flop? Yep. And that could be moving across the country for a job. Are you going to like the new place? It could be getting married. It can be scary and high risk. It could be a radical career shift, something you've been through.
Yes.
And I imagine that was really a hard decision to make. And, you know, I know that you toiled over corporate sports, yep, journalism. You're here now, and that's worked out great for you, and you've done a great job here at KSL. I think this was one of those moments for Tom Holmoe with the Big 12 on the horizon where he felt like, let's shoot for the stars. High, yeah, risk, high reward. Like, this is a former player. She has a, you know, she can connect on the recruiting trail. And it probably doesn't hurt that her daughter is one of the best recruits in college basketball. Maybe there's a new avenue there. I just felt like this was a moment where, you know, we could go with Lee. And that's no disrespect to Lee. But it's like, we know Lee. He's in the building. We know what we're getting. And that a lot of times, that's the choice we make in our lives. The safer choices.
And a lot of times what BYU does.
They've done it over and over again. Mark Pope was a safe choice. And a great, and yep, that I'm not disrespecting people when,
right,
I say it's a safe choice.
Dave Rose was a safe
Dave
choice,
Roy,
but like, was the right? I mean,
Bronco Mendenhall was a safe choice. He's here.
Well, he was third.
I know.
He was like Lance Reynolds and Whittingham. But anyway.
Agreed. But still, he was here. Yeah. We know him. Players love him. So I just feel like, you know what? Every university, every athletic director, it's okay to take a risk every once in a while. And I'm okay with it. I want to see this one play out. I'm not going to rip the hire because she doesn't have any college experience. None of that. To me, this just feels like it's a long shot here. It's a shoot for the moon, but it's okay to do that once in a while.
Well, and I think it also speaks to Tom Homo has been in his role for 17 years. If you had a new AD, I don't think they'd take that risk because nope. Tom Homo's earned the good graces of good hires. He hired Bronco. He hired Kalani, hired Dave Rose, hired Mark Pope. Yeah. And he hasn't had to hire a women's basketball coach. But to me, men's basketball, women's basketball, football, those are the three biggest sports, in my opinion, in the sports world. You could argue maybe
– he's had great hires in volleyball.
Yeah, so, you can maybe argue yeah. volleyball is maybe third in BYU sports spectrum. But I think women's basketball is growing. And there's more – revenue stream opportunities, I think, with women's basketball growing and now going to the P5 ranks, there's greater opportunities, I think, in that league to pull in more revenue. So if you can hit it big with Amber Whiting, she poses an intriguing possibility here. And I think that, she's had some experience working with Shaylee Gonzalez. I think that's huge. You know, we don't talk much about the transfer portal and NIL in college basketball or women's college basketball. But that's still there for them. And if you're Lauren Gustin or Shaylee Gonzalez, you might look at that hire and go, that's a big change from a coach that has decades of college coaching. You know, how do they feel? So it's a good thing that she's got experience with Shaylee Gonzalez.
Here was the newly named coach of women's basketball, Amber Whiting, on what her plan will be going forward for BYU Hoops.
First things first is we have a really great group of strong players. They have some incredible talent. And I think that we need to start more with player development. We need to start developing them in the off season. And so that we can, when it comes season time, they're just ready to put it on the table. And I want to start with recruiting. The relationships in recruiting are super, super important. And I feel like I can connect to players really well. And then also just an emphasis with who we have right now on our alignment with BYU and what we need to put out there to the world. That's my plan.
I love that take on recruiting. And maybe she, because Judkins did a great job, but
it was, yeah.
There's a generational disconnect, and he's a man. And I think it's noteworthy too. Not that it was like at the forefront when she was announced, but she is the first female coach to lead women's basketball in 25 years. I don't think that was as big of a storyline as maybe Tom Homo thought, because he had like addressed that self. He asked the question himself, said, did I choose to hire a woman in this role? I don't think anyone was thinking of that. I think they just wanted the best coach possible, whoever that may be, because Jeff Judkins was fantastic.
Yep.
And you could argue he's the best coach ever in BYU basketball history, men's or women's. He's the winningest coach, and he's actually delivered Sweet 16s and conference tournament wins.
But there's no denying that having a former player
yes.
who is a woman coaching women's basketball, that has a great opportunity to yield great results yep. on the court, because she's right. She can relate to the players. She knows exactly what it's like.
Younger, too.
Younger, absolutely. And this is, I think, the biggest thing. Whether or not her highly touted daughter comes to BYU and follows her,
Amari Whiting,
who is she committed?
She's committed to
committed
Oregon.
To
Class
Oregon.
Of 2023 recruit.
Committed to Oregon, 2023 recruit. Whether that flips to BYU remains to be seen. Who knows, right? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. But she has lived through current recruiting with her own kid, which I think will benefit her on the recruiting trail, because she is going through it. She's had a lot of big programs knocking on the door to secure the services of her daughter. And I think that is relevant experience to college basketball today, because college basketball is way different today than it was even 20 years ago.
Yeah. And you know, Amari Whiting, her daughter, again, class of 2023 guard, committed to Oregon. Her top six included Stanford, Arizona, Utah, BYU. She was even getting interest from like Tennessee. The best women's basketball programs in America. She is a member of the church. And there's a chance that maybe she moves to Provo. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I mean, it's a out of the box hire for Tom Homo, but I think it's one that
I'm okay
has
with it.
a lot of potential because I love the recruiting element, because I do think BYU's recruiting has to jump to a higher tier in the Big 12 if they actually want to compete, because it's a situation, that's a sport, BYU women's basketball, that could be a cellar dweller in the Big 12. And you don't want that to happen. You want to keep building on the success they've had, because that could create a generation of new BYU fans.
We'll keep talking hoops on the other side. We'll switch gears to men's basketball. Where do they go in the transfer portal? We'll discuss that next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.